We spotted Chuck Dryden, a brilliant criminalist with all the charisma of a wet bath mat. He'd been dubbed Cut in Dryden because he was all business, no small talk. His emotional content ranged from ho to hum. But I discovered there was one defibrillator that could jumpstart his dispassionate heart. Like a lot of men before him, he was totally smitten with Kylie. So as soon as we saw him, my partner took the reins. We're in luck, Zach. It's our favorite CSI. Happy New Year, Chuck, Kylie said, tantalizingly putting on a pair of latex gloves as if she had something in mind other than preventing the contamination of a crime scene. He looked down, muttered a quiet, same to you, and immediately went into his observations. The victim appears to be Peter Chevalier, age 55, from Haiti, American citizen since 1988. Appears to be? Kylie asked. There was a wallet in the victim's pocket, Dryden said. Normally, the headshot on his license would help me get a positive ID, but as you can see, this man's head is nowhere in sight. He peeled back the tarp that covered the body, gave us 10 seconds to take in the mutilation, then discreetly covered it back up. Cause of death? Kylie asked. Excellent question, detective, Dryden said. Many cops would hesitate to ask what killed a headless man, and they'd be wrong. There are no bullet wounds or puncture marks on the body, but there is a fresh bruise on the lower back, consistent with the classic knee strike delivered in conjunction with a garrote attack. However, since his head was removed with a rope saw, which is quite messy, I can't find any ligature marks in the field, so a garrote is only an educated guess. It's possible he was strangled with the rope saw and then the killer kept cutting. Either way, decapitation was post-mortem. I'm a city girl, Kylie said. What in the world is a rope saw? We knew that Dryden had a treasure trove of weaponry in his cerebrum, and we always suspected he might have quite a few of them in his basement. A rope saw is a jagged-toothed carbon steel chain attached to two handles. It affords the user all the benefits of a chainsaw without the noise. Thank you, Chuck, Kylie said. You are, as usual, incredibly thorough. He nodded. I'll call you from the lab once I have more. And needless to say, if you come across Mr. Chevalier's head, make sure to send it my way. Sure thing, Kylie said. She waited until we were 20 feet away before she whispered out of the side of her mouth, He probably needs it to complete his collection.